Well, hi, I'm Pascal Bouc from AC Software. I lead the team who builds the data grid for WPF. We just launched version 3.0 of our product, which brought performance enhancements and a 3D view as well, like some sort of cover flow that you can see in iTunes. So we did that inside the data grid. So today here at the PDC, we are showing a prototype of some of the stuff we're working on for future releases. So it's really a prototype, and there's it's far from being a final product yet. But one of the things we wanted to do for a long time is to work on the perceived performance of the product. So we work hard on the real performance of the product to make sure that it could be as fast as possible when you scroll through lots of data. But now we want to go a step further and make the experience to the user seems like it's instantaneous to scroll.
Okay.
So if the end user grabs a scroll thumb here and moves very fast, well, the thumb will always follow immediately the data grid, and you will have immediate feedback that the grid is actually scrolling.
Okay.
What we do is that when we scroll, we actually don't create any visual containers for the data items that should be displayed where you are scrolling to. But after you stop scrolling for a couple hundred milliseconds, we will start generating those containers in batches. So we do them via a dispatcher timer. So we can generate like three containers at a time every 75 milliseconds, for example. So this really gives the impression that, you know, it really is instant when you scroll, and then when you release the thumb, the visual containers start to appear in a smooth fashion inside the data grid. So this is the first thing that we wanted to work on to, you know, really push the envelope in how users perceive the actual scrolling performance of the data grid.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we did with this is that since we now have a smooth scrolling panel, which, you know, scrolls in an animated way,
mm-hmm.
we also built some sort of flick gestures into it.
Oh.
So with a mouse, it's not such a great experience, but on the touch devices such as the HP TouchMart that was demoed at the PDC, it really is a great experience. So I can click in the grid and move the grid so it scrolls and it follows the movement of the cursor, mm-hmm. which could be my finger if this was a touch device,
mm-hmm.
and then I can click and it scrolls with some sort of friction. So as you can see in other touch scrolling products. And then the last thing that is demoed in this prototype is the fact that we now are able to pin group headers at the top of the grid,
mm-hmm.
so that when, as you scroll, the group header for the group that corresponds to the data rows that are currently displayed in the mm-hmm. viewport will always be pinned on the top.
Yeah, cool.
And then when I scroll beyond that group and bring another set of data rows, another group into view, then the next group header will kind of take its place. So this is pretty useful when you scroll through large sets of data, because you always know
mm-hmm.
where you are in the groups, and when you come to when you're scrolling to the group you want, for which you want to see the data rows, and you can stop scrolling and you're there.
Okay.
So that's the stuff that we were showing here at the PDC. We don't have any time frame for that yet. It's mostly experimental and prototype stuff for now. But stay tuned. We have some great stuff in store.
Okay, thank you.